1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here. Well, Mike is getting the Jodie Foster story, which he thought was faster to go online to get it as opposed to going through the printed-off emails. Why don't you just give me the printed-off emails? We are going to be talking with Margaret Gray, who does a nationally syndicated column, a entertainment news column called A Little Bird Told Me. I'll look. And we're going to talk about Jodie Foster. Margaret has some definite opinions on Jodie, apparently, is going to have another baby. Now, I don't know what the beef is. I didn't see the story. Well, where is it, man? We got it? What do you mean it was faster that way? Faster that way. Apparently, she's having a baby again, and we don't know who the father is. Like, I give a crap, okay? So, I mean, that's my honest opinion. I just really don't care. Let me ask Margaret first off. Here it is. Here's the news story. Okay, Margaret, let me get you on the line with us right now. You there?
Yes, Phil.
All right. The 38-year-old actress who has never... Actress Jodie Foster is pregnant again, columnist, according to columnist Liz Smith.
You know, I think it's really funny because we did break that story before Liz did, and I don't know why they give her credit. But we did have it in the early morning edition in Houston, and a few other...
Okay, well, I mean, does it really matter at this point?
No, but it doesn't matter at this point, but I'm very disappointed in the way that... I think that's AP reporting. I'm very disappointed in the way they report that.
Okay. Look, can we just ask you a few questions? According to her, or whatever, there's no word as to who the father might be. The 38-year-old actress who was never married is expecting her second bundle of joy in November. My sisters and I are all Scorpios, so we have a soft spot for the birth date, Foster told the Gossip Slinger. She adds, I enjoyed being pregnant with Charlie, and I look forward to this experience again. Pregnant with Charlie? Who's Charlie? She knows it's a boy. And I look forward to this experience again. I'm into all the health foods and the rest of it. However, the two-time Oscar winner won't dish on who the father is or whether it's the same man who fathered soon-to-be Charlie.
Yeah, and that's all we have.
That's all you have.
That is it. And I really don't know whether or not it's something we need to know either, Phil. I take a decidedly different slant on the Jodie Foster story because I think that if a woman wants to be a single mother, I think she should. I don't think...
Okay, we're going to go into this whole thing how you don't need a man.
Phil, I don't really honestly believe that men are absolutely essential. And I'll tell
you... How can you say it? We've got so many kids who could really use a dad, okay? Whether or not the mother has got a problem with men, whether she's been screwed so many times by guys or she is a lesbian...
Okay, there's the magic word.
What?
Lesbian.
Why is that the magic word?
Because we're talking about Jodie Foster and...
We don't have any idea what her orientation is. She's never come out and said what her orientation is.
No, she hasn't. But the point is... If you're a lesbian, if you're a woman who does not engage in any kind of intimacy with a man, it doesn't mean that you should not be able to have a child. And point number two, Phil, and I think the larger point, and I think the point that we need to make any time a woman, a single mother, decides to step out and say, this is who I am, I'm a single mother, I think we need to look back at the very roots of our culture and the very roots of our Christian faith, and let's look at Mary. She was...
Mary, who is the mother of Jesus.
She was the mother of God. And, Phil, she was a single mother who had to raise a young boy. Though he was the Son of God, he was still a child into whose care he had been, delivered. And
well, wait a minute. She's a single mother. What about Joseph?
He wasn't the father. And he was also not present at the crucifixion. And we really don't know how much involvement Joseph had with Jesus. To wit, single motherhood. I think that every single mother, starting with Jodie Foster, looks to that kind of an example, whether they know it or not. And they look to that kind of an example by saying, I am a woman. Sisters are doing it for themselves. I can raise this boy. I can raise this child.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about raising a boy, a single mother raising a boy.
There is nothing wrong with a single woman raising a boy. And there is absolutely nothing...
Well, you know that there's certain modeling that a child needs. Don't you agree with that?
In what way?
I mean in the fact that a child needs to look at a man and at a woman to see how they interact. A child, whether it's a girl or a boy, needs to see an example of a real man, and that is someone who may treat a woman with respect, who holds down a job, who isn't a drunk, an example of how men behave in the world. Don't you think they need that?
Phil, I don't think they need that because they have their mother. And if it is a lesbian, in the case of perhaps Jodie Foster, I don't know if she is, lesbians have the ability to model both male and female.
And well, wait a minute. I don't know that that is the absolute truth. In what way are you saying that, that a lesbian can model male and female?
Because they have that dynamic. They have the dynamic, which is feminine. They also have the very aggressive, if you will, the butch or the bull dynamic.
And the bull dynamic?
And you know what I'm saying, Phil.
No, I don't know what the butch or the bull dynamic is, okay? Are you saying a masculine sensibility?
That's what I am saying. And I'm saying to you that you cannot begin to insult or to degrade or to second-guess the single mothers of this world, Phil, because I think that a woman has the right to raise a child without a man.
I'm not saying they don't have that right. I'm wondering if it's healthy.
Phil, to ask that question I think is sexist. Lesbians can wear both the pants and the skirt in the family.
Okay, look, I'm asking you the question. Is it healthy to raise a kid? Is it healthy for the kid?
I don't think there's any doubt that it can be healthy. I don't think it's a fair question to ask, though. They have the right.
But is it healthy? I'm asking you, is it healthy? I don't know the answer to this.
I don't think that's important. I think you degrade the rights of single women and lesbians when you ask about the relative health for the children. The children will survive.
But if it isn't healthy, then why are we talking about this, okay? If it isn't...
Because we're talking about the empowerment of women. Now, you know that Frank is a great deal older than me. I virtually raised Jason J. Delmonico from the time he was born alone. Frank contracted the emphysema some 10 years ago, almost at the point of Jason J. Delmonico's birth.
Okay, so you've been a single mother raising Jason J. Delmonico, which is the Frank's son, right?
Yes.
Why don't you just call him Jason J. Gray?
Because he has a stage career, Phil. We've talked to you about this.
I know, but you give him this actor's name, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why don't you give this kid an opportunity to be a real person? And in any event...
Phil, he has the opportunity, and he has me. And our children, our little boys, our little girls... You know something? A boy's best friend is his mother. And you can't be in any better hands than with your mother. A single mother represents the future of parenthood in this country, not the past. We have the Virgin Mary as our example.
The Virgin Mary? Oh, boy. 1-800...
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, talking to Margaret Gray here about Jodie Foster being a parent again. She's going to have another baby. And, you know, it's not even really about Jodie Foster deciding to have a baby or not. We're talking about single motherhood at 1-800-449-8686 and whether that's healthy. You can't answer the question, can you?
I don't think we have to lower ourselves to answering that question. I think it is good enough to say that when mother decides that she wants to have another baby or when a woman decides she wants to have another baby, she's making a stand for other women who maybe don't have the courage to be single mothers, and she's saying, I'm a single mother, I'm stepping out.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm a single mother, I'm stepping out. Nothing about how healthy it is for the kid. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Margaret, you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
All right, I don't know whether we lost our line there. Margaret Gray, author of the weekly syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me, is back talking about Jodie Foster as a single mother.
Phil, I think that Jodie being a single mother is a tremendous statement. It says that, yes, she can be all that child needs. Jodie doesn't need a man, and she doesn't need a man for her child. She's one of the I think, most creative and inventive performers that we have today. I think she has been outstanding in Contact, Taxi Driver, the other movie that she did, I forget the one where she ran out of the pool hall.
She ran out of a pool hall?
Yes.
What movie did she run out of a pool hall in?
But she won the Academy Award.
I don't know.
Well, the point is, I think she has been a great, great role model for single mothers. Yes, she's a lesbian. Or could be. I don't know.
We don't know that for a fact. Can we just not go there?
All right. We don't know that for a fact. But the fact does remain that if we look to a Jodie Foster or if we look to the Virgin Mary as single parents...
You keep going to this Mary thing, this Virgin Mary kick. I don't know so much that she was a single mother. There's a guy named Joseph, okay?
He was a stepfather at best. He was an absentee father. There isn't a lot of mention of him in the Bible. Mary really had to struggle with raising a young boy. And
when you're struggling, this guy supposedly that she was raising was the Son of God. So how much of a struggle was that?
But Jesus got into the same problems every other young boy gets into. He was into the same kinds of things, whether he was going down the street, joining gangs, I don't know what, until he realized his mission. And it was Mary alone that had to deal with that.
I don't know that we know anything about his life. 1-800-449-8686. But to say that Mary is an example of single motherhood, here is Kelly on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This lady seems to be saying that that Jodie Foster is some beacon to womanhood and single parenting. I don't know if women are necessarily any more capable than men are of being single parents, and I don't know.
Well,
if having
we've got an awful lot of women that are doing it. And how many men do you see, first of all, coming up with child support? You know, if you're deadbeating your child support, then what gives you the right to even make the claim that you're a parent?
You know what?
And you've got a lot of
women who are deadbeats.
No, there are no women that are deadbeats because there are very few women that pay child support.
Are you okay? There are women in Los Angeles who have never
been children. Oh, really? And what information do you have? What agency do you work for?
What agency do I work for?
In other words, you don't have any real information.
Oh, yes, I do.
I do,
ma'am.
And
yes,
what,
I do,
and
as
what,
a matter of fact.
What agency do you work for?
I went to school in East Los Angeles where I know several women who are crack whores and neglect their children, and their children are raising their other children.
Well, the fact of the matter remains that those crack whores had husbands or men that gave them those children, and those men ran off. So where are those men, and where are they in your critical analysis? Where are those men in your critical analysis? But you just let the men go.
No.
The reason that you let the men go is that
men.
You
ma'am.
Probably in your life are used to seeing men come and go in your life as well. I don't know.
All right, let's not get personal. Yeah, don't get personal, okay?
Well, I find it amazing.
All I'm saying is that there are several single men out there who are fully capable of being good parents.
Who are they exactly?
I'd
love you to show me who they are. And who are these women that are not paying child support? The fact of the matter remains.
There are women who just aren't watching their kids and neglecting them.
And where are the husbands? Where are the husbands of those women?
The husbands are fighting for custody. That would
be
my dad and my sister.
The husbands are not fighting for custody. Those would be the men that ran off.
No, my dad didn't run off from my sister. He's been fighting for custody from a woman who's an absolute bastard.
So your father tells you, darling, and you should have a little more.
No, sweetie, my dad is my dad, and he's been taking care of me just fine.
And you should have a little more loyalty to your mother.
Wait a minute, I want to hear this lady's story, Kelly. You were raised by your mother and your father.
Yeah, but my dad.
All right, and
your
dad came from a what?
A previous marriage.
What's that mean?
Well, like he was divorced.
It means he's not really your father. He's not really your blood father.
He's my father. He's my biological father. He came from a previous marriage.
All right, so anyway, he marries your mother. He marries your mother, is that right?
Right.
And then they have you.
Right.
And then what happened? They got divorced?
Oh, no. What I'm saying is that he came from a previous marriage, and he fought for custody from this basket case of an ex-wife that he had, and then he got the custody of my older sister and raised my older sister and myself with my mom. And we're fine.
Oh, my God. You don't even know who's your sister and who, what goes with who and what are you...
Do
you understand it, Phil?
Well, it's a little difficult to understand.
Kelly, darling, who is your mother?
Who's my mom?
Yes.
I know exactly who she is, but I don't think I need to...
I want to ask you is you know who she is, right?
Right, of course.
You know where she is?
Exactly
Does
where
she
is.
Does she live in your house?
Huh?
She lives in your house?
Well, I live separately. I'm a grown adult now.
So your home's broken up.
She moved out. She's an adult. All right, thanks for your call. 1-800, don't you understand?
No, I think what you have there is a woman living in denial. In other words, her father was fighting, oh, give me a break. Fathers don't fight for custody. The only reason why they fight for custody is because they're too cheap to pay the child support. Everyone knows a child is better off with a mother.
And listen to you with all of your explosive bullcrap bombshells that you're dropping, all these hand grenades that you're throwing and running. Everyone knows that a woman is better, you know, a kid is better.
You asked me about Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I'm asking about Jodie Foster. I don't get it, man. I'm not saying that I'm digging it. I'm not saying that I don't dig it. I'm saying I don't get it. What's the story? Single mother, no man. Go to the sperm bank.
You feel devalued, don't you?
Yes, I feel devalued. As a man, I would feel devalued. Especially if...
Well, then who are these creeps that are giving their sperm so that it can be inseminated into whoever? Jodie Foster, Melissa Etheridge, or whoever?
Well, Melissa Etheridge is not the one in the family.
What? Is not the female?
She's not the one having the baby.
Oh, she's the male.
She's not the male or the female. She ain't the one having the baby.
Boy, you better get your crap together.
Yeah, you're confusing me with your stuff.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment was just that I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Phil.
Anyway. You're asking me, I'm Margaret.
Okay, Margaret. Just the fact that you had brought up the fact that the Virgin Mother was alone, but she wasn't. She married Joseph.
Where's Joseph at the crucifixion?
Pardon me?
Where was Joseph at the crucifixion? He wasn't there.
I don't know.
The moment of his son's death,
he was somewhere.
Well, darling, a lot of absentee fathers are somewhere, too. A lot of deadbeat fathers are somewhere.
The whole pregnancy, the whole trip to...
The whole pregnancy, and then he ran off. Like a lot of... Well, you know something? You can't answer the one question I asked you, you can't answer. So I don't...
What is your question?
I already asked it, darling, and you said you don't know he was somewhere. Well, that's just dandy.
Where do
you know, a lot of the fathers... I think he was a deadbeat who ran off, probably with a whore.
What supports?
Well, with a whore.
Because he wasn't at his son's death.
How do you know that?
Because he's not mentioned in the Bible as being there. But you know what? If you'd like me to give you, give you some Bible instruction, I can do it another time. You're asking a lot of questions, Jennifer. You don't have any answers. Joseph was a bum who wasn't. Yes, I do. Joseph was a bum who wasn't at his son's crucifixion. Mary was a single mother.
No,
raising this kid.
All right, Jennifer, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Margaret Gray on the line talking to us about some bull crap. I can't even figure it out. Having to do with whatever. Jodie Foster. How is it that we're on the Virgin Mary talking about Jodie Foster having a kid? How does this happen? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil, it happens because... That is the point.
Here is Lee on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
My comment is that a child, we're worried about the women. A child is really better off with a two-parent family. And, yeah, women have a right to have it, but that doesn't mean it's the right thing
for the child. When I brought this topic to your attention, I didn't know it would get so many boring phone callers. I'm really sorry.
Well, I'm listening to what the lady has to say, okay?
This is like being at a PTA meeting.
No, it's not.
You're really dull. You have the morals
of an alley cat is what's going on here.
No, I don't have the morals of an alley cat. I have the reality of a human being. All these deadbeat fathers, and you want, well, they're better off with a man. A drunk man? A drug-addicted man?
Okay, so what agency do you belong to, and where are you getting your
statistics from? Can I ask you, are they better off with a father who's a drug addict?
Where are you getting your
statistics from? No, I'm asking you, the expert. I'm asking you the question. Tell me.
Oh, no, my dear.
You're not.
You seem to be the expert here.
Why don't you go bore Dr. Laura?
Everybody who's calling
me,
in.
Why don't you go bore Dr. Laura with
me.
Your opinions, okay? Dr. Laura would love to be bored by your opinions, not me. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. So Jodie Foster is going to be a parent again. Think anybody gives a crap, Margaret?
I'm sorry?
Do you think anyone gives a crap whether Jodie Foster is going to be a parent again or not?
Well, I think they should, Phil, because I think that the issue is single motherhood. And the issue is, as a lesbian, she's uniquely qualified, I think, to be a single mother. But even heterosexual women can, with training, with time, and with just the willpower, I think, can develop into good single mothers as well.
But you think that lesbian women are better because they have what you call the bull dynamic.
That is correct, a more masculine dynamic. But I think with work, straight mother can be just as interesting, I think, as the straight mother can be just as good a parent as the lesbian.
All right, 1-800-449. And this whole stuff about Mary being a single mother, and that...
Well, she was the example of single motherhood. Mary was the first single mother. There was no alimony. There was no child support. Joseph just up and left. And the word was that he drifted to Greece. He drifted into a lifestyle that was not good for the young boy. And
Joseph.
Yes.
Drifted into Greece. Here is David on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, my name is David, and I just want to tell Margaret one thing. She's a fool. I've got my four kids. I've been divorced since 1991. My ex-wife owes me $22,000 in back child support.
Why? Why does she owe you money? What are you talking about? She owes you money.
She owes me money for back child support. Women.
Why is she? Why is she giving you child support?
Why don't you shut up and listen to the truth?
You must be some kind of a man who doesn't work for a living that a woman owes you money.
Oh, really? Honey, I work for my kids day and night, night and day.
Well, then why do you need child support?
Women have equal rights, okay?
Why do you need child support?
It's the minute that they have equal rights, okay?
I don't understand why
you
need child support.
You stick it in your ear.
I don't know why
child support in this world.
Hold on, hold on for a minute. What is the question, Margaret?
Why does she owe him child support when he has a job?
Why do men owe child support when women have a job?
Wait a second. I just asked you a question. Was that your answer? I don't understand.
That's my question.
No,
you have all the answers.
Do you have the answer? Okay, why don't you give me an answer?
Because the courts say that she is liable to pay child support because we both brought him in the world. We both have to take care of it. It is not an issue of women paying
or
men paying. Women, you said women do not pay child support.
That's
why
right.
do
they
women
don't.
Not pay child support?
They don't
that's
pay child support.
Can you answer the...
Yes, I can answer that question. Women are not supposed to pay child support because the men make all the money.
Oh, you're full of crap.
Well, I thought
I mean,
you didn't
I've
know.
Got,
the...
I live in Texas. I've seen. A
I thought
of
you
crap
didn't know the answer.
You.
I thought you didn't know.
I don't even want to hear you.
I thought you didn't know the answer. I gave you the answer.
I have the answer. Women have the equal rights just like men. Okay? You pay just like I pay.
Well, who
I
gave...
would have got the kids? If I would have got the kids, I'd have paid.
Well, let me
child
ask
support.
You this: who gave birth to the children?
Who helped give birth to the children?
Who gave birth to them?
Who helped? We both brought the children in the world.
So you
the
gave birth to
is,
some of them, and
she
gave
money.
Birth
You're
to...
saying women do not
I don't
money.
Understand. You gave birth to some of the children?
That's not what I said. I said I helped.
You helped you, give you... birth to some of the... I don't understand what he's saying.
Well, your wife gave birth to the children. Is that right, David?
That is right.
Aha! Tricked you. So therefore, she shouldn't
you
have to pay.
Nothing.
She did all the work. Now you pay.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy. She carries them for 9 months.
She
suffers them at her
breast. She walks away from them, and she is supposed to pay child support.
She probably cries herself to sleep every night.
Yeah, well, I hear the hearts all the way down here, honey. Let me
I'm telling you, a mother without her children is a heartbreak. Why did you take them away from her?
I didn't take them. The courts awarded them to me because they knew that they would be better in my hands than her hands.
Well, what was
your whole issue was that women do not pay child support.
That's right.
Women should raise the children. I've had my kids. I've had no trouble out of them. I've paid my dues
well,
my to everything.
Well, women pay child support,
they haven't
should.
Had one problem, and she has not contributed one ounce. Women are deadbeats in the world. I'm not saying men aren't, but I'm going to tell you, there are women out here that do, too.
Well, I don't believe you.
Oh, that's really...
Margaret, Do you believe in 10-foot piles of crap?
What about Joseph not being able to take the pressure of raising the Son of God? He screwed that up, and God will make you pay.
Well, Margaret.
All right, okay. Thanks for your call. Mary on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Maybe this is Mary, the Virgin Mary calling.
Oh, no,
that's
I'm not a
very
Virgin Mary. I had
that
four sons, and I raised them all by
very,
myself.
Very, very blasphemous for you to say that, Phil.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
I think you're crazy. I drive a truck for a living. There's men out here that have their kids with them that have got to be with them because their wives walked away.
Out
here, I'm a woman. I raised my sons by myself, basically.
Right.
Listen to me. I don't care what you say. There is nobody out here better to take care of the children than either the husband or the wife, either one.
Let me ask you something.
You
do your boys,
your legs,
do you
baby.
Have sons? Do you have sons?
I have all four of my sons, and they're all great
fathers. All right.
Fathers.
Do they know how to pee standing up?
Well, honey, do you know how to?
Do you?
Yes.
You can pee standing up.
Well, sure, I can. Spread your legs, baby.
Did you show your sons?
I'm going to tell you right
now. Did you show your sons how to do that?
Okay, come on.
Yes, I taught my sons. I taught my sons everything. But let me tell
you. You taught your sons how to pee standing up. Great. See, it proves that you know how to do that.
I'm going to say one more thing. My sons came back to me. I raised all four of my sons. They're all good kids. They've never been in trouble. And one of my oldest sons, I wish I'd have had my dad around a little bit. At least I wish he would have been around just a little bit.
Well, why did you need your father around when you already knew how to pee standing up?
Stop.
You're crazy.
Well, you
you're
know,
crazy.
I'm crazy. You're the one that taught your boys how to pee standing up, and I'm crazy. That's a good one.
All right, look.
I know how to teach my kids to do everything, but so do some of these men. These men are just as strong and just as good as some of these women.
Did you
out
teach
here.
Those boys the 3-point shot?
So what?
I rest my case.
Oh, never mind. All right, listen, Mary. Thank you for your call.
Good,
Phil Henry Show.
That one.
I beg your pardon.
No, that's fine. 1-800-449-8686. You know, I'm talking to you here for 40 minutes. I don't know what it is you're talking about. And
the women know, Phil.
Yeah, great. Here's Amy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to let Mary know and let your other guests know that it doesn't matter what the women's jobs are, what the men's jobs are in the rearing of these children. The women put it just as much into rearing their children as men do.
That's what I'm trying to tell these women, and they don't believe me.
I know, and the purpose of child support is so that the kids live the same kind of lifestyle that they would if the parents were together. It doesn't matter who makes more money or whatever. So in some
Well, where do you live right now?
I live in Miami.
Do you live with your father or mother?
I live with my mother.
And how old is she?
She's 43. Why does that matter?
Was she married when you were born?
Yeah.
To who?
She was married to my father, and when she
And you live with your father?
No.
Where do you live?
She lives in Miami.
I live in Miami.
Okay. Who lives in Miami, too? Does your mother live there, too?
Yes, I said that already.
And your father?
No, my father lives 20 minutes away. I see him often.
Where does he live, dear?
He lives in Weston, Florida.
He lives in Weston. Your mother lives in Miami. And where do you live?
I live in the dorm.
She lives in Miami.
You're a dork? And I live in Miami.
Do you live with...
You don't live with your mother?
I do live with my mother,
she said,
I live in a dorm.
Did you live in a dorm?
Yeah.
And does your mother live in a dorm?
Her mother lives from Miami. She lives in a dorm. Her father lives in Weston, okay?
And where do you live?
Who?
You.
I live out... What do you mean, where do I live? Never mind. 1-800-4... What am I giving a phone number out for? It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Where do you live? Anyway, welcome back to the tail end of our show here. We also want to briefly mention nothing. We have nothing to mention. We're done with our CD sale. That's it. That's the end, baby. But we do want to thank everybody at my friend's place. And, you know, I realized it's very odd for people to come on the air and ask for money for a charity. And there's really nobody else in this city, in Los Angeles, and I don't know how many people around the country do this sort of thing. I'm sure there's a lot. It's very rare here, you know. And people say to me, well, that must be really important to you, Phil. What's important to me is that we do something for people that need a little bit of help. See, I'm not going to sit here and try to change the world with a bullcrap talk show. Because I think all talk shows are bullcrap. We're the only one that admits that we are. All the other ones try to come off as if they're going to do some good for somebody. Well, they don't do anybody any good. If they really wanted to do people good, they'd shut their big fat mouths and get off the air. They'll be doing a world of good for me. So we come on here and we bullcrap people. The only way that a radio show or a TV show, for that matter, is really going to help anybody is by taking a few minutes during an hour like we do and promote an agency like My Friend's Place and raise money for them. Try to ask people to, you know, send in their money for our CD. That's how I think we can have an impact as broadcasters. That's how I think we can have an impact with the reach that we have. By saying, look, this show's full of crap, but if you really want to do something special for somebody, here's an agency that does some great things for kids that are hungry and they're out on the street, blah, 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 blah. And I know you've heard it all before, and I'm sure you're all great, wonderful people, and you give all kinds of money to charity because you really give a crap, right? Sure. But I'm certainly not going to, come on here as so many other shows do and say, well, we're going to get it set and tell you all about the issues of the world and this is how we can help change life and come on. That's how we attempt to change the world, you know, with our little contribution that way. So for those of you who did send money for the CD, we really dig it. We really appreciate it, all right? We'll never lie to you, man. I mean, we don't lie to you. We tell you what this is all about on this show. It's me doing funny voices and chumping the people that call in. And it's so much fun screening this show. It really honestly is, you know. It's just because the way we screen our show is in a very ruthless manner. We're not polite. We don't really give a crap about the people that call. We beat them up. We slap them around. We bend them over a car trunk, and we beat their rear end with a car aerial, and we humiliate them. And then if they're still hanging in there, then we'll put them on the air. And there's so many jive-ass people who call these other talk shows and get on, like, regularly, you know. They're the chronic, you know, and every week it's, hey, Eddie, hi. Oh, yeah, how you doing, pal? Oh, well, when I talked to you last week, I told you were a piece of crap. Oh, I remember your call. Yeah, and it's like old home week. You know, and these guys, they just get on, you know, not us. We rarely have repeat callers, and if we do, they're chronic, and if we recognize them, we throw them off. So when you call this radio show, there's a specific kind of caller that we're looking for, obviously. And if you make it on, let me just say this. If you make it on the air as a caller on the Phil Hendry Show, you're very special. We dig you. We love you. And we can't live without you. So that's how that's done. And that's why we say what we say. This radio show is about baloney and making people laugh with it. And we just certainly hope that we do it each and every day. And if we don't, well, then we'll try harder tomorrow. You know, I had a blast today. I thought that last hour with, who was it? Margaret, with that whole bullcrap with that girl. That was pretty good. I love the 5 o'clock hour, though. What were we doing the 5 o'clock hour? Oh, it was Jeff Dowder, and he was talking about, boycotting Chinese restaurants to try to make the Chinese pay, right? That was beautiful. What is this crappy song you have me play, Mike? 5318 is the latest that I had to hit the flashback at? What is this crappy song? It sucks. Okay, here's the flashback.
I am just appalled at this man thinking that he can change our entire world. And he's saying to wear natural fibers. Cotton is a very natural fiber in itself.
Well, we're asking it to be loomed by hand. A lot of cotton shirts are loomed by machines.
And where do you think that that we're going to end up...
Yeah, what store are we shopping in?
Yeah, where are we going to get the money to pay for hand-loomed articles of clothing.
Well, I think you weigh that against the health hazards to some 7 million Americans who are at present right now bleeding and having serious internal bleeding problems because you decided to wear a cashmere sweater. Okay? I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you, but because I almost swallowed my own tongue after I was near a guy wearing a rayon shirt.
Okay, and I'm allergic to cats, and I choose not to go to my friends' homes who have cats.
That's wrong. You should have every right in the world to go to your friend's house. They should have the animal removed or put in a cage for a period of time, no less than 45 minutes before you get there.
Oh, come on. Wait a second. I got a cat. My friend's allergic. You know what he does? He stays outside. All right?
That's wrong, and that's against our civil rights.
It's against somebody's civil rights to tell them to cage an animal for 45 minutes, which you know.
It's not the cat has no rights. The animal can be put down as well.
So if someone's going to kill their cat because you're allergic to it.
The only other alternative is to shave the animal, shave the cat hair to a stubble.
I think that you're so wrong, and for you to say that cats don't have rights, I'm sure there's another group of people that would jump down your throat for
there
that.
There you go. You got that right. Okay.
Well, I just really believe the corn-based allergy is the one we're working on right now. Do you pop corn, or do you enjoy popping?
I seldom pop corn. However, I will say that I have young children.
But if you do pop corn, you need to be aware that if I came to your home, you'd have to clean, aerate the area for no less than 50 minutes to an hour.
First of all, I wouldn't invite you to my home. There's too many things in my home. You're probably allergic.
Wait a minute. I do have certain rights.
You don't have the right to enter my home if you're uninvited.
Well, why are you not inviting me there?
Because I don't want to risk the chance that you're going to sue me for going.
But
into
I do have. Well, see, you're denying my right to a legal jurisprudence. You're denying my right that.
Wait a minute. She doesn't have to invite you to her house.
Well, I have the right to ask why she isn't, though.
Because I'm not going to subject myself to some lawsuit from you falling down and having a seizure.
Well, I have a right to file a lawsuit.
Well, then,
okay,
you don't have a right to enter my home.
Well, but I don't know why you're not inviting me. Don't I have a right to be there?
No, you do not.
All right, well, that's something we might... That's wrong.
Okay, tell me this. Do my children not have the right to take a peanut butter sandwich to school?
No, they do not.
Why?
Because
they go to a public school.
Genital swelling that can occur, internal bleeding that can occur. You know the problems with peanut allergies. If I go to a friend's house with a cat, I make them put their cat in a cage outside and have their house disinfected before I step foot in their house. We sell anti-allergy bombs that you can set off in your home before we come over to visit you.
Oh.
The same thing with peanuts.
And you don't
You're
think,
wrong.
You don't think that you are maybe 1% of the 7 million people?
What?
You don't think
okay.
that you're...
I'm getting very... Mr. Henry, I'm getting very fatigued now because someone... Are you wearing denim?
No, I'm not wearing denim.
Well, who is?
I'm wearing denim.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
That Mr. Henry's wearing denim. I have a severe allergy to it.
Oh, and since you're on the phone line, you're allergic to his denim?
Well, it's possible that...
Yeah, how can you be allergic? Where are you calling from, San Diego? I'm in Los Angeles.